This is your KRDO News Radio on-demand news update.
Good afternoon. I'm Chase Golightly with your top stories on KRDO News Radio. One person has died in a car crash on U.S. Highway 50 just west of Canyon City this afternoon. According to Colorado State Patrol, seven people were in the car when it crashed. They tell us no other vehicles were involved. Authorities saying there were three adults and four children in the car. The person who died was an adult. Highway 50 has since been reopened. We will continue to update you as we learn more. Going now to COVID-19 in Colorado, every Coloradan age 16 and older is now eligible for the COVID-19 vaccine. That said, it could still be a long wait for many. With millions of Coloradans now eligible, it could take months before providers get to everybody. Health experts suggest keeping an eye out for mass vaccination clinics and for openings at pharmacies. Social media is another great tool. As of today, mass vaccination clinics can now vaccinate about 6,000 people per day. For information on how to sign up for your vaccine, head to KRDO.com. Highway 50 west of Canyon City is now back open after a single car crash ended the life of one person. At this time, Colorado State Patrol has not told us what caused the car to crash, but say there were seven people inside the vehicle, three adults and four children. They did tell us the victim was one of the adults. The others were transported to the hospital. At the state capitol, lawmakers are now debating the age-old question, are Native American sports mascots hurtful or part of our history? A new bill that cleared the state Senate Education Committee on Thursday could impact the estimated 25 or so Colorado schools that still use a Native American mascot. It calls for stiff monthly fines on any public school that refuses to change its mascot after a one-year grace period, but schools say it's going to be too expensive to make the change. Cheyenne Mountain High School estimates it cost them about $24,000 to phase out its mascot. For KRDO News Radio, I'm Chase Golightly.
Staying mostly clear out there tonight in central and southern Colorado. Temps down to 43 degrees in both Colorado Springs and Pueblo. And for our Easter Sunday, just a fantastic day ahead. Temperatures reaching 74 degrees in Colorado Springs, 81 in Pueblo. Most folks nearing record highs even for tomorrow. No chance of rain, but we will turn partly cloudy during the afternoon. Our Monday forecast, breezy, gust at 20 miles an hour. Temps still in the high 70s. From the StormTrack 13 Weather Center, I'm meteorologist Sam Pestich, KRDO News Radio.
Get news, traffic, weather live on KRDO's Morning News weekday mornings from 5 to 9. KRDO's Afternoon News weekday afternoons from 4 to 7. On KRDO News Radio or anytime at KRDO.com.